12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. Joining me, Lorraine McDougall from CMR East London. Take the bow for being our first NPO hosted on this feature for 2021. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. So excited. The first NGO being featured. Wow.
100%. In short, tell us about CMR.
CMR is a child protection organization. We've been in existence for 66 years. We had our roots in the Dutch Reformed Church. CMR East London specifically services the East London area and focusing on children who are abused and neglected. And we've expanded our projects to then also include trauma work, and we have a safe house for victims of gender-based violence and their children. And we also run home food security programs, teaching communities how to grow their own vegetables and that as a part of dealing with poverty alleviation.
All right. You basically answered all the questions I had lined up for you. But anyway, in terms of sustainability, how do you guys sustain yourself? And, you know, are you funded by any organization, you know, except besides government?
When it comes to the statutory services that we provide, that's largely, you know, when children are abused or neglected and they maybe need to be removed and placed in alternative care, whether for on a short-term basis or longer-term basis. We have social workers who have to do investigations and present reports to court and that. So the Department of Social Development is our biggest funder in terms of those social workers' salaries. They don't fund the full amount, mm-hmm. but they fund part of that and a little bit of the admin costs. So like most other NGOs, we have a diversified approach to how we raise funds. So we have the government funding, but then we also apply for other grants. We apply to the National Lotteries Commission. We also raise some of our own funds through fundraising events and that. So yes, we do a little bit of everything to keep ourselves going. And the community, I must say, individuals and small businesses also contribute a lot to the organization and that.
And one thing is for sure, an NGO comes with a lot of challenges as well. What are your list of needs at this stage?
Oh, the list of needs.
The demands.
You know, obviously, I mean, bridging that gap in terms of operational funding and that. And then also really, you know, with COVID and that, with so many people losing their jobs and that, so many more families have been pushed into poverty. So we've been inundated with requests for food aid and that. So we're appealing to the community to assist us with food parcels. We have had some support, but we always need more and more support. Assistance with even milk formula for babies, and also some families, we are really put in a difficult position where we have to actually like remove the children temporarily, mm-hmm. and we desperately need safety parents, people to come forward who may be willing on a short term and that to be screened as safety parents and foster parents so that we've got places where we can place these children, you know, at the moment's notice. Yeah, that's really our greatest need at this point.
Where exactly are you situated in East London?
Our main office is at 9 Gordon Road in Southernwood. We do have a Facebook page, so we respond to queries and that. It's quite easy for people to get a hold of us there. And then you also, again, have posted all the information on on Algoa FM, so people could also look on your website to get more information.
There we go. Lorraine McDougall from CMR East London, thank you so much for doing the community justice with your selfless service. We already have your details, as you've mentioned, and list of needs on our Algoa Cares page on algoafm.co.za for our listeners' perusal, support, and contributions as well. Lorraine, thank you so much for joining us on the show on Algoa Cares this afternoon. Heartily appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
This is Algoa FM.